Keith Stiffelmeyer, he's the head coach at Riesel in Bosqueville on ESPN Central Texas. And obviously last year the team went 9-4, made a really good run. You and I spoke about this earlier. A lot of players gone from that team, and you've kind of had to, as your first year, along with a lot of new faces, trying to figure out who you are. Right now, does your team have a personality?
Well, I think we're real similar to last year's squad. I think we're still young, we're growing, and I think we're similar to where they were early in the year. I think in 3 or 4 or 5 weeks from now, hopefully we'll mature and finish the season off well, and maybe get us a spot in the postseason. But we're young, and it's been a rebuilding year, but I think we're growing probably a little faster than what I expected.
What did you learn in the off week that allowed you to explode the way you did to open district against Moody?
Well, we were able to move some players into new positions, and I think we had a lot of growth. You know, in the first half against Moody, we were real sluggish, and then in the second half, we were able to make some good adjustments and come out in the second half and put up some good points. And so I think the week off, it helped us grow a lot in our knowledge on where we needed to put some people.
You've had some moments in your career. Obviously, you were at Coppers Cove, most recently, of course, at Gatesville. But you had when you turned in your kind of bio to me before the year began, in 2004 at Evant, you broke a 50-year playoff drought. What was that like at that moment?
Well, you know, that was really special. And, you know, Evant's always had some great coaches and great kids. It just hadn't come together at that time prior to that. And, they had some 9-1 seasons back when only one team went to the playoffs. And I think they were ranked in the top two, top three, and lost to Gorman, the eventual state champ. But it all came together. We had great parental support. We had great community support. And it just came together at the right time. And we were able to put together a team that was able to make the playoffs. It was really exciting.
Another part of your career was when you were at Port Isabel. You played against Cuero, and they were ranked very, very high. In fact, I think they were the number one ranked team in Texas at the time and very highly ranked in the country, and you were on that staff. So you've had moments like that. Can you remember exactly the moment then?
Well, yes. I knew that I was there on the 93 staff, and we knew that we were going to have a senior ball team the next year, and we felt like if we could reach the playoffs, there was a good chance we're going to run into Cuero again, even though it was going to be the third round. And so we started scouting those guys back during the scrimmages, and we scouted every non-district ball game, the district, and every playoff game, and we felt like we matched up better. And then we caught them on Thanksgiving weekend, and we upset the Gobblers, and it was a really, really neat deal that we were able to upset them. And it was an upset. Nobody picked us. Everybody figured it would be 40 to 50 points, you know, that they would beat us by. And it was really neat to be on that.
You have been in a lot of places. Do you take a little bit of everything you learned as an assistant coach or coordinator and also what you learned as a head coach and just kind of soak all that in and then come up with your own, this is what we're going to do?
Oh, absolutely! I've stolen from everybody. I have nothing original. Everything I've put together I've gotten from somebody. Even a lot of the things we're doing right now is what Coach Little did last year. And my philosophy is if it's not broke, don't go try to fix it. Just keep the machine running.
So tonight, Bosqueville, we know at times they got an explosive shootout last week. Italy lost in overtime. You know what they've done, what Coach Zander's done with that team over the years. Your thoughts about what they do that you need to make sure you either contain or you have to be worried about?
Well, you know, the offensive coordinator, I've known him for a long time, and he comes in with a couple of new wrinkles than what they've had in the past, and he's done a tremendous job. We're going to have to stop the running game, or at least try to slow it down, because I don't know that you can stop it. So you just try to slow those guys down a little bit. And defensively, they're big, they're strong, they're fast. They've got a tremendous amount of talent on both sides of the ball, and they've got they have a lot of depth, and so I think if you can keep – your only hope is to keep it close, because if you don't, then they're just going to wear you down with their numbers. And so I think their special teams are probably the best special teams in the district. They kick the ball well, and they cover, and they do a lot of great things. And so it's going to be tough. And, you know, Coach Zander, I've, you know, coached against him when I was at Evant, and he's only gotten better and better with everything he does. They've got a great staff.
All right, now you have this weather that's blown through here. Finally, right, Keith, we finally look like it's like a fall night in football in Texas.
Yes, exactly, and I think that's going to bring a whole new aspect to the game that we haven't had to worry about. You know, maybe a little damp field and some good wind behind us. I think, you know, that you can use it to your advantage or to your disadvantage if you're not ready for it.
All right, that's Keith Stiffelmeyer. He's the head coach at Riesel. They're 2-3 coming off the win at Moody, and tonight, Bosqueville at home. This is ESPN Central Texas.